Insulin binds to its receptor, it forms these insulin receptor substrates, and the next step is the phosphorylation of AKT, which is a crucial step in bringing glucose transporters near the membrane and helping bring glucose inside the cell. So what we measure here is the phosphorylation of AKT, and these are immunoblots. This is the insulin, the adipocytes are exposed to increasing insulin concentration. Total AKT is the control. And you see, for example, on top here that the first blot that is clearly apparent is at a concentration of 0.5 nanomolar of insulin. And then I'm not going to belabor that, but you can see that it takes a larger amount of insulin to phosphorylate the same amount of AKT when the subject is sleep deprived, and this was observed in each and every subject. There were actually 7 subjects in this experiment, which is coming out in 2 weeks from now, and where you see that the dose response curve of insulin, of phosphorylation of AKT to insulin concentration is clearly shifted to the right. So the adipocyte has become insulin resistant, and the change is enormous because the insulin concentration for half maximum response is basically double. You need twice as much insulin to phosphorylate the same amount of AKT. So that is one thing. It really demonstrates an important impact of sleep deprivation on the adipocyte. My interest in this really is